Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
It's time for another edition of the Brett Allen Show.
It's go time, you and me.
Join us weekly for the latest pop culture interviews from your favorite TV shows, movies, comedians, and so much more.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you, it felt good.
Plus, you never know who will drop by.
What happened here was a miracle.
Now, here is your host.
I said throw down, boy.
Welcome to the nice main event.
Brett Allen.
Well, today on the Brett Allen Show, we have a very special guest. I'm excited. We're talking with actor and storyteller Dominic Columbus about his new film coming out very soon, Roadhouse, directed by none other than Doug Liman. My God. And a cast that is just to die for, Private Company included. Amazon MGM Studios, March 21st on Prime. Dominic, congratulations and thanks for your time.
Thank you. No, I appreciate you having me on the show. I'm excited.
Yeah, well, you've been busy doing a lot of press, and I'm glad we were able to snag you today before the film comes out. Now, for those watching and listening, this is, I don't want to say if a reboot is the way to describe it. I mean, it's similarly the same story, but it's for today. So talk about this. Your character, Reeve, he is new to the story, I believe, but maybe an iteration of other characters from the original. I don't know. The trailer is pretty much shot for shot of the original film, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So, again, without giving any spoilers, I feel like you nailed it right on the money, where this isn't like your classic reboot or remake. You know, it's like Doug Liman's take on Roadhouse, you know, and it's fresh. You know, I feel like the energy between like the action, the fight scenes, on what the fans really want to see is amazing. And my character, you know, he's one of the people that helps Jake run the Roadhouse. You know what I'm saying? Reef is the guy that gets brought on, and you get to see how that happens. You know, so without giving too many spoilers, I know you haven't seen it yet. You know, it's a big surprise how they throw me in there, but it's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah, it's very exciting. So when word came down that you had an audition for this, had you seen the original prior, or did you watch it after getting the audition?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let me tell you this. Like, my dad is the biggest fan of Roadhouse. So I already knew going into this, like, what the weight of it was, just based off of my dad's excitement, right? But yes, no. So, like, growing up in a household watching Roadhouse, Warriors, all these, like, classic films, I was excited to be part of it. And, yeah, so when it just came time to the audition, it was one of those things where it was just right time, right opportunity, right energy. When I had the director session with Doug, it went amazing. But then guess what? You know, this industry is very on its own timetable. So sometimes you don't get immediate feedback, immediate results. You don't know. So after my director session, I ended up finding about like a month and a half later that I booked it. And then from then on, I was out ready to go film.
Now, there's been talk about this movie for a long time. Like, there was rumors of a Ronda Rousey version. I mean, there's just been a lot of like talk about this. And then, of course, the strike happened and everything kind of got put on the wayside for a while. But now we've got it coming out here in just a few weeks. Are you excited? I've seen you posting pictures with Jake and the cast. What is the buzz and excitement like, Dominic, for this great film?
I'm just thankful, to be honest with you, you know, because at the end of the day, when you have a project of this caliber, to be able to come out and be a part of it, it's just adding to the career. It's just building. It's just a stepping stone, you know, at the end of the day. So if you look at my body of work, I've been blessed to work with great actors. So to, you know, now to continue to keep building upon that, again, huge blessing, super thankful. I will say, though, that out of all the projects I've done, this was probably the most fun, just because, again, how heavily stunt based it was. You know, I do all my own stunts. I love action. I love fighting. So the amount of time and energy we really like incorporated into this project, it was just a dope experience. I feel like it's something I took away from as a filmmaker that I can apply to my own projects now, you know?
Yes. Now, I've seen you on Ray Donovan. I remember you from that. That was a really good show too. Did you have a good time on that? We've had a few cast members from that show over the years. We had John Voight, Pooch Hall, a few other people who had good roles on that. That was a fun role for you too, I would say, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Ray Donovan was like, I didn't realize getting on that show that not every show is going to always be like that. You know, that was my first one in, and you know, we all really became a family on set, the cast, the crew, everybody. And after, you know, being on that show, when I started booking other projects and shows, it really made me realize the blessing of Ray Donovan, because we all got really close. We got tight as a family. We mobbed together. We partied together. We ate together, like, every day. We worked out together. So being able to do that now with Roadhouse, that's what it felt like to me. I was like, dang, this feels like that Ray Donovan energy. We're like, we're eating together every day. We're building together every day. We're working, you know? So, again, just working on these type of caliber shows where it's like very authentic, and or this show and this film, which is really dope. You know, Ray Donovan required a lot of, they trusted me a lot with the boxing scenes, because again, my experience of boxing played to a big effect in that show. So when me and the stunt coordinators would work together, a lot of it was her going off of like, hey, Dom, how does this feel? How would you move here? How would you do this? Okay, we know that this is the arc of the fight, but how does this feel? So me and her would work hand in hand, very similar on Roadhouse, you know, with Steve Brown and with the rest of the stunt team. You know, we would try things, we'll work things. Okay, what about this fight scene for Conor McGregor? I don't know if this is really working right, because my character knows how to box. So it was just like that good dance to figure out, you know, what worked and what didn't, you know?
Yeah, jokingly, watching Conor in these trailers, it's almost like he's playing an even more elevated person or character of himself. But this just looks really good. Like, I'm so excited for this. I mean, I turned 50 this year. I'm probably close to the same age as your dad, maybe. And I remember when this movie came out, because it was so good and so different. And it was just in this age of where films were action driven, but also had heart and story to it. And absolutely. So you get to do all these different things. This is a big one for you. When you get to work with somebody, say like Jake Gyllenhaal or Conor or anybody that you're cast with, like, is that an opportunity for you, Dominic, to just soak it up like a sponge and really just learn things that will help you be even more successful on your next project, you think?
Absolutely. I think, you know, in anything we do, there's always room in areas to, you know, learn and gain those lessons from. A lot of it too, though, like, I'm gonna be honest with you, like, for me, like, I know I look young, but I've been in this now for about like 9 to 10 years. So for me, I just operate on a professional level. Like, we step on set, this is what we're supposed to do. This is how we're supposed to operate. You know, okay, let's build, let's figure out this dance. Let's figure out what this is gonna, you know, become. And we have to, you know, play off of each other's energies on all fields of the set. You know, you want to make sure that, like, with the wardrobe, with everybody, you got good relationships, because these are the people that are making you look good. These are the people that are working hours and hours behind the scenes to figure this out for you just to step into, you know? So for me, it's just, again, it's about just preparation. And honestly, it's just about just showing up and delivering. That's what it really comes down to me.
And people you'll probably see again on your next project for sure. Because this industry is big, but very small. Mm-hmm. Talk us about working with Doug. I mean, he's a legendary film director. How was that for you, working with somebody of that caliber and really just an opportunity to almost a masterclass in filmmaking, I would think?
You literally nailed it. It was a masterclass. You know, I graduated from LA Film School back in 2013. So I got a real passion for like film and writing and directing and producing. Like, that's my vision, right, of myself, is to become a leading man in this town that can direct and actually be able to star in his own projects. You have people like Michael B. Jordan already doing it, so the list can go on who's really doing it. But at the end of the day, working with Doug, it got me, how can I say, so excited as a filmmaker to be able to experience that energy, because he's extremely meticulous. There'll be times where we'll shoot a scene or we'll do a shot, and I'm telling you, it looked fire, it felt amazing, but he would notice something and be like, nah, we need to redo it again. He was always right. Again, this is the guy who has a history of doing hit action projects. So in terms of the process of shooting it, the process of what he's looking for, there'd be times where I would get wrapped on set and I would stay on set for an extra 3 to 4 hours while everybody's done. They're leaving, they're going back to the hotel. I'm staying on set, staying overnight because I just want to watch Doug. I want to watch how, like, that's what it came down to. And people be like, Dom, didn't you get wrapped like 3 hours ago? I was like, yeah. But I'm just like, I'm just watching Doug. I'm being a sponge because it's an opportunity to essentially shadow without having to shadow because I'm there. You know what I'm saying? So it really was just really awesome to see that level on the action side of things, which is what I'm striving to continue to be great at.
Well, this is very cool, Dominic. Thank you, Reef. Roadhouse, March 24th on Prime Video, MGM. This is cool. I cannot wait to see this. I am just excited beyond words for this film. And, you know, I think it's cool. A little bummed that it's not getting a theatrical release maybe later down the road, but that's how it works. But I think this will reach a bigger and broader audience, you know, and I think it'll be cool. I have a big screen TV, so I'm excited to see some of these fight scenes.
Dude, right here. Yes, I'm ready.
I know. Well, congratulations on this and all your other work. I'm excited to see what's next for you, Dominic. Thanks for your time, my friend. Congratulations.
I appreciate you. Thank you for having me on, man.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening and being a part of today's conversation.
Thank you!
If you enjoyed today's episode, please consider sharing it with a friend. It's absolutely free.
A major proportion.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
And remember, we care.